And we can speak to RNZ's Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen. He is in Marewa, where there was flooding yesterday. Kia ora, Tom. How's it looking this morning?
Morena, Susie. I am standing on the corner of Nuffield Avenue and Lowry Terrace in the middle of Marewa here, and it's looking slightly better than it was yesterday. This is where I did a live cross for Checkpoint last night, just after 5, and the surface flooding has subsided a little bit, but the roads are still shut around me, and it's still raining. Not too heavily. It's been on and off this morning around Hawke's Bay, but it's still quite a serious event, I think, for the residents that live around here.
Now, the rest of the day, what is expected to happen?
What's expected to happen? I mean, you just heard that Premier Kirsten Wise say that she'll talk to Minister Kelly Allen, who's the Minister of Civil Defence and Emergency Management. So they're going to have a media briefing at about 8:30 today, which I'll attend, and there might be some announcement there. We'll have to wait and see. There's also evacuations going on. There's also geotechnical reports that the Napier City Council are getting done up. Looking up the hill, so that's Bluff Hill and Hospital Hill, the big hill in Napier where there's been a lot of damage. They want to have a look at those slips and see what they can do to help protect the hill and the houses that are on the hill.
Thank you very much, Tom Kitchen, our reporter who is out in Marewa this morning.